The Matrimonial Advertisement, written by Mimi Matthews and read by Justine Eyre.
Chapter 1. North Devon, England, September 1859. Helena Reynolds crossed the floor of the crowded taproom, her carpet bag clutched in her trembling hands. The King's Arms was only a small coaching inn on the North Devon coast road, but it seemed to her as if every man in Christendom had gathered there to have a pint. She could feel their eyes on her as she navigated carefully through their midst. Some stares were merely curious, others were openly assessing. She suppressed a shiver. She was hardly dressed for seduction in her grey striped silk travelling gown, though she'd certainly made an effort to look presentable. After all, it was not every day that one met one's future husband. "Can I help you, ma'am?" the innkeeper called to her from behind the crowded bar. "Yes, if you please, sir." Tightening her hands on her carpet bag, she approached the high counter. A very tall man was leaning against the end of it, nursing his drink. His lean, muscular frame was shrouded in a dark wool greatcoat, his face partially hidden by his upturned collar and a tall beaver hat tipped low over his brow. She squeezed into the empty space beside him, her heavy petticoats and crinoline rustling loudly as they pressed against his leg. She lowered her voice to address the innkeeper directly. "I'm here to see..."
"Blevins!" a man across the room shouted. "Give us another round!"
Before Helena could object, the innkeeper darted off to oblige his customers. She stared after him in helpless frustration. She'd been expected at 1 o'clock precisely. And now, after the mix-up at the train station and the delay with the accommodation coach, she cast an anxious glance at the small watch she wore, pinned to the front of her bodice. It was already 2:15. "Sir," she called to the innkeeper. She stood up on the toes of her half-boots, trying to catch his eye. "Sir?" He did not acknowledge her. He was exchanging words with the coachman at the other end of the counter as he filled 5 tankards with ale. The two of them were laughing together with the ease of old friends. Helena gave a soft huff of annoyance. She was accustomed to being ignored, but this was the outside of enough. Her whole life hinged on the next few moments. She looked around for someone who might assist her. Her eyes fell at once on the gentleman at her side. He didn't appear to be a particularly friendly sort of fellow, but his height was truly commanding, and surely he must have a voice to match his size. "I beg your pardon, sir." She touched him lightly on the arm with one gloved hand. His muscles tensed beneath her fingers. "I'm sorry to disturb you, but would you mind very much to summon..." He raised his head from drinking and, very slowly, turned to look at her. The words died on Helena's lips. He was burned, badly burned.
"Do you require something of me, ma'am?" he asked in an excruciatingly civil undertone.
She stared up at him, her first impression of his appearance revising itself by the second. The burns, though severe, were limited to the bottom right side of his face, tracing a path from his cheek down to the edge of his collar and beyond it, she was sure. The rest of his face, a stern face with a strongly chiselled jaw and hawk-like aquiline nose, was relatively unmarked. Not only unmarked, but with his black hair and smoke-grey eyes, actually quite devastatingly handsome.
"Do you require something of me?" he asked again, more sharply this time.
She blinked. "Yes, do forgive me. Would you mind very much summoning the innkeeper? I cannot seem to..."
"Blevins!" the gentleman bellowed.